Welcome to The Big Why, a series from Montana Public Radio where we find out what we can discover together. I'm your host, Austin Amestoy. This is a show about listener-powered reporting. We'll answer questions, big or small, about anything under the big sky. By Montanans, for Montana, this is The Big Why. Montana's primary election is now officially in the rearview mirror. MTPR reporter Edward O'Brien joins us today to chat about a Montana political whodunit, or maybe more precisely, a whydunit in this case. Welcome back, Ed.
Austin, thank you so much. Always good to be here. Indeed, we've just passed a significant milestone in Montana's election calendar this year, and this makes the question Gillian Glace posed all the more timely and poignant. In fact, Austin, we're honored to have Gillian join us in studio today. Welcome aboard.
Great to have you, Gillian.
Thanks, you too. It's really nice to be here.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
I'm originally from Montana and grew up in Missoula. I work at the University of Montana and direct UM's Frankie Global Leadership Initiative.
And I also understand you have a passion for history.
I do. I'm a historian and worked in the history departments of Carroll College and the University of Montana, respectively.
What question did you bring to the big why?
I really just wanted to know, why is the Montana primary held in June so late on the election calendar?
You know, I have never really considered that myself, Gillian. That's fascinating. And since we've got you here in person today, I think I'll take a step back and let you and Ed drive the story.
Yeah, to echo Austin, it is a fantastic and deceptively challenging question. Trust me, to be candid, I originally assumed I'd have it both answered and this episode wrapped up in a flash. I was so wrong. It stumped a lot of professional and passionate amateur Montana historians. I heard lots of neat guesses, nothing concrete. In fact, for a while, I was convinced the answer was lost to the sands of time.
But you eventually persevered?
Yeah, well, only after pulling on a few threads provided by many bright, patient, and generous people.
So how did you approach my question?
The first person I turned to was former Montana Secretary of State Bob Brown. Brown was first elected to the Montana State House in 1970 and served over two decades in the state Senate. Few Montanans have the kind of institutional political knowledge that Brown has.
So what did he have to say?
Brown told me with candor and honesty that he didn't know why Montana's primary is held in June. He wasn't the only one. I contacted other historians and history professors, and all were left scratching their heads.
Wow. So what came next?
The Montana Historical Society. They found an intriguing reference to a bill from the 1979 legislative session titled Times for Holding Primary Elections. Cost of municipal election.
So that must be the answer. Why June?
Well, not so fast. I accessed this massive electronic file of the bill's legislative history. I'm talking gobs of stuff, hundreds of pages of information to chase that lead. But after poring through it, I realized I'd hit a dead end. None of it even remotely seemed to address your specific question, Gillian. One name, however, stood out. Fred Van Valkenburg.
Ah, the Van Valkenburg family. Will you share with our listeners who Fred Van Valkenburg is?
Well, most recently, he was Missoula's longtime county attorney. But back in 1979, Van Valkenburg was a young man serving his very first term in the state Senate, making a name for himself and rapidly gaining influence. So I gave him a call to see if we could jog his memory.
And what happened next?
Yeah, well, didn't ring any immediate bells. Now, in his defense, we're talking about some bill from nearly 45 years ago. After giving it some more thought for a few days, he determined what we were looking at was a, as he put it, minor and technical cleanup bill regarding elections in general. But during our communication, Van Valkenburg mentioned an intriguing lead from a book in his personal collection called Atlas of Montana Elections, 1889 to 1976. I knew we were onto something just a few days later when Montana State University political science professor Jesse Benyon responded to my cry for help, coincidentally mentioning that very same title. Sure enough, the Atlas prized by Montana politicos is where we finally found the answer to your question.
It is actually just a book that goes year by year. It tells who won each election, what kind of the big debates were at the time. And it just kind of gives a snapshot of what the elections and the outcomes looked like at the time.
The impetus for moving Montana's primary to June was the 1952 presidential nomination showdown between Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower and Ohio's conservative firebrand, Senator Robert Taft.
At Chicago, the battle for the Republican candidature is underway as Senator Taft is noisily championed by his supporters for the presidential election in November.
So this relates to President Eisenhower's election in 1952? Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Montana's primaries bounced around the calendar throughout the 1900s, and by 52 were held in late summer, actually even later than they are today. That butted them right up against the major party national presidential nomination conventions.
That sounds like a pretty small window between the primary and the conventions.
You are right over the target. Montana was Eisenhower country in 52. Yet, according to the Atlas of Montana Elections, local party bosses pressured delegates to support Taft at the Republican National Convention. That didn't sit well with a cadre of some state lawmakers back home, so they developed a proposal to essentially put a little more space and time between Montana's presidential preference primary and the national convention. Again, here's Jesse Bennion.
And so I think that they thought by moving the primary to June, seeing a clear election outcome in June, then the party bosses wouldn't be able to do any shenanigans, you know, during the presidential convention.
Apparently, that proposal set off a hell of a kerfuffle within the halls of the state capitol. Well, after the dust settled, the reformers won out, and a measure was put on the ballot in 1954 to move that primary.
Interesting. How did voters respond?
I'd say pretty well. It passed by almost 70%.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, as Bennion pointed out to me, can you imagine anything today passing by that kind of margin? Anyway, beginning in 1956, Montana's primaries were moved to the Tuesday after the first Monday in June.
So that's really interesting because a move designed to empower Montana voters now seems to kind of rob them of national influence in presidential politics.
Yeah, it's a great point. Montana's primary is near the tail end of the presidential nomination process. Iowa, New Hampshire, Super Tuesday, all those states and many more get to weigh in before we do. Trust me, Bennion feels your pain, Gillian.
The presidential race gets all the attention. It's what fires people up. And so if Montana voters already know who the nominee is going to be, it probably de-incentivizes them from showing up at the primary.
You know, I just love it when we can put a nice bow on a good mystery. Gillian, Ed, thank you so much for unpacking this for us today. Gillian, great to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a ton of fun, and I really appreciate the time you took to answer my question.
Oh, you bet, Gillian. Thanks for joining us.
Now we want to know what makes you curious about Montana. Submit your questions at bigy.org. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and help others find the show by sharing it and leaving us a review. Let's see what we can discover together.